Just as we need, oh God Almighty, in the flesh, so that he can associate with us and that he could redeem us. I am glad, because if he never born church, he could not die. And
My
so
God,
tonight
God.
we give him
Amen.
praise and
Jesus, Jesus.
glory. Hallelujah. And we are going
Amen.
to shout the praises tonight. Come.
Hallelujah. Oh,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Come. Come, everybody,
Hallelujah.
come. You ever hear them in the market? I call it, say, come buy out it cheap, cheap, cheap. It's
Oh,
salvation is
amen.
free, and Jesus
Jesus.
is here
Jesus.
tonight. So come, one and all. Come, let us adore him in the beauty of
Hallelujah.
holiness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless the name of the Lord. I'm happy to be here tonight. I'm happy to be a part of this ministry. I am happy, praise
Yes.
God, to be a part of tonight's cantata. Under the theme, come, let us adore him. And as we come to adore him tonight, we are going to do nothing less other than to adore him. Hallelujah. Bless the name
Amen.
of the Jesus, with the name of the Lord. Without any further ado, I will call Sister Nadia to the podium so she'll do our devotional exercise for us. Sister Nadia, are you here? Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Good
Bless your
night,
name.
everyone.
Good
Good
night,
night,
praise God.
sis Nadia. Blessings, sister Nadia.
Welcome each and everyone in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Praise God.
Good night. We are here to worship the Lord. As the team said, oh, come, let us adore him. Because he's worthy to be praised and adored, let us anticipate this season to no take a moment to reflect on the real reason for this season.
Praise
You know,
God.
he's worthy to be praised and adored. And with him, all things are possible. No matter what we're going through at this time, he is the reason for this season. As Sister Nadine said, without a birth, there couldn't be a death. And tonight, we adore him. We lift up the name of the Lord because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And tonight we just want to glorify God to the beauty of holiness. Praise the Lord, he's worthy to be praised. Every time from the rising of the sun to the going down of the saints, he's Lord. Praise the Hallelujah.
Lord.
Amen.
Tonight
Bless the
we're
Lord.
straight into our Christmas program. We are gonna sing the first song on it. Sister Camille, could you play the first song for me, please? Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen. Yes, sis. Can you tell me the name of it again, please?
For he alone is worthy. Look for the Alvin Slaughter. For he alone is worthy.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of
Praise
Jesus.
the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy to be praised and adored. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Lord. He's God alone. Hallelujah. If you know that God is alone tonight, He is from beginning to the end. Just open your mouth and shout hallelujah.
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 Thank
Jesus.
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 We bless your name, mighty
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
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 Jesus, you're worthy. And you
Praise
know,
God.
as we go along and we reflect on the birth of Jesus and the love God and God's love, the gift of salvation that He brought to the world, we are going straight into a choral. We're going to sing Oh, Holy Night. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Divine, divine,
Hallelujah.
Bless the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
What a
Thank you,
joy.
Jesus.
What a
Holy
joy
night divine.
that
Yes,
was.
amen.
The birth of
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's
Yes.
worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We glorify
Hallelujah.
his name. We acknowledge him because he's worthy. Hallelujah. And
Bless
tonight, we just
the
want to ask God to saturate us with his anointing. Praise
name.
the Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless the
Hallelujah.
name of Jesus.
Come in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Saturate us, Lord. Let's join in and sing. Praise the
Bless the
Lord.
name of Jesus.
The Lord. Let's ask.
Hallelujah.
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 Bless the
Bless
Lord.
the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Because
Yes, Lord.
anointing breaks every yoke. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just ask him to surround us with his anointing and pour out his spirit upon us. Praise the Lord. Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord. What a joyous occasion. Praise
Yes.
the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Because
Lord.
he lives, all
Hallelujah.
our fears are gone.
Amen.
Because we know that Christ holds our future. Hallelujah. We just want to continue to press on the upward way. New heights we expect to gain every day. Hallelujah. Still pressing on. Hallelujah. As we
Oh,
upward
Jesus.
bound, let
Hallelujah.
us ask the Lord to plant our feet on higher ground. Hallelujah.
Bless the name
Hallelujah.
of
We
Jesus.
are going to go
Thank
straight
you,
into the scripture, but
Jesus.
before we go, we're just going to finish up with a song. And we ask Sister Camille just to play the last song for us, Joy to the World. Hallelujah. Praise the
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Praise
God. Joy to the world.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
the
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Tonight we're gonna go in the scripture. We're gonna stick to the theme. The scripture for the theme. Oh, come let us adore him. Saint Matthew chapter 2. And I'm gonna read from verse 6 to verse 11. The focus is on verse 11. Read in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Blessed Holy Ghost. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen, when it rose, went ahead of them, and until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. Verse 11. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks
Yeah,
God.
and the will of God.
As the team said, "Oh, come, let us adore him." When you adore somebody, you don't want anything to happen to him. You just want to be protected of that person. So tonight we just want to adore God. Tell him how much we love him. You know how much we appreciate him.
Amen.
Without him, we are nothing. We are like a trough, like the wind blowing
Hallelujah.
from
Drive
him.
it away.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, tonight we just want to
Amen.
ask God to direct our path. You know, because without his direction, we can't find the right way. Let us
No,
ask him to hold our
Jesus.
hand through the good times and the bad times. Praise
Yes.
the Lord. Tonight, we
Amen.
just want to worship and adore his holy name. Because, you know, when you have a person and you can call him Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, in him we can find everything.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We just have to talk
Amen.
to him. And to tell him, just get intimate with him at times and say, "Lord, I love you. I adore you. I worship you because you
Amen.
are worthy to be praised." Hallelujah.
Yes.
Tonight we're
Amen.
going to go into prayer. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to you, Lord, in prayer. Loving eternal Father God, as we come before you tonight on this platform, knowing God that you are the reason for this season.
Yes,
And this season, Lord, is a festive season, but some people do it for a different occasion. But Lord, we are here to give your all to you tonight. Because you, God, in the vessel and in the midst, we can do all things through you who strengthened us. Lord, we worship you again. We adore you. And we trust and hope, God, that you will continue to guide our path, guide our footstep as we tell you thanks in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Bless
Hallelujah.
the
Hallelujah. Let us share the love with others and make Christmas the time of generosity and kindness. God bless you. I now turn over to Sister Terry and Elder. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Bless the
Praise
Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the
Praise the
Lord.
Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the
Praise the Lord.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. He's worthy to be
Amen.
praised.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight. We worship him. We welcome his holy presence among us tonight as we bow on our knees and cry, "Holy, holy
Hallelujah.
is the Lord God Almighty."
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister
Yes,
Nadia,
Lord.
for leading us into such a lovely
Amen.
devotion. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight. And we pray that you will continue to avail yourself to be used by him. Praise the Lord. Welcome, brothers and sisters. I join Sister Nadia in saying, welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the season to be jolly. Jesus came, hallelujah, and he is the real reason for the season. And tonight we're going to worship him. The theme, oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ, he is Lord. And tonight we're going to adore him. Hallelujah. Welcome all to this
Hallelujah.
Our cantata, Christmas cantata 2025. And we are here
Amen.
Tonight to glorify God and to bask in his presence and to send up some worship and thanksgiving unto him. So I'm going to invite you to just put your praise on right now so that we can praise ourselves to be ushered into worship in the
Amen.
Presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Welcome
Hallelujah.
All our first timer. It is awesome to have you worshiping with us tonight. And I want to Amen. Worship. I just want to welcome everyone to this our cantata. We bless the Lord tonight. Our theme, oh come, let us adore him. Here's a call for us tonight to collectively worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. To sing, holy are you, Lord. To bow before him in reverence and awe and adoration. To offer up to God delightful worship. A worship that expresses that our love for Christ, Jesus, God's only begotten Son, who puts on the form of flesh and come. He came from a virgin birth. Hallelujah. The worship that we're going to give to him tonight will show that our love lies at the very core of our being. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ready to worship the Lord tonight?
Hallelujah. Amen.
To shout, rejoice, rejoice.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Emmanuel. To sing glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Tonight we're going to be offering up a worship that draws us from a place where we do not only sing the right songs, my God, recite the proper prayers, hallelujah, and attend the right service without our hearts that is completely lost in it. Tonight we're going to lose ourselves in worship. My God, we have been called into a worship that exuberates our love, trust, and faithfulness to God as we celebrate the birth of Jesus and wait with great expectancy for his second coming. Are you waiting tonight for the second coming of the Lord?
Hallelujah.
We do not
yes,
know
yes,
when it
Lord.
Will be.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
He will come as a thief in the night. So let us prepare
oh,
our hearts for that second coming.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so as we go into our cantata, let's put on a spirit of praise. I remind us to put on a spirit of praise so we can be ushered into a time of worship. Over to you, Sister Terry, my co-host. We bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Glory to God.
Bless
oh,
the
come,
Lord.
Let us adore him. Are
yes.
you ready to adore him?
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. The atmosphere has already shifted and the Spirit of the Lord is here. And I concur with Elder Edwards that we are putting on the garments of praise. Are you wearing it?
My God.
I don't know about you, but
Amen.
I am wearing it.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
And you know, as I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank him for his Holy Spirit. And as I reflect on this theme, oh, come, let us adore him. I remember this is a hymn that I sang as a child, you know. I used to sing it in Sabbath school. But I didn't really celebrate Christmas. Even though I was not celebrating Christmas because I was a Seventh-day Adventist, there was something always on the inside of me that wanted to celebrate, you know. And as I grow, I feel more empowered and edified that Christmas, God has been giving us as believers a deeper revelation. And that's why we are here tonight, you know. He's giving us a deeper revelation of what Christmas is all about. Because many of us as believers, if we are not careful, we get distracted by the shopping and the decorations and the sharing of food and spending time with families. But I thank him tonight for his Holy Spirit that has come to empower us. Hallelujah. Because he was born, we can face tomorrow. And I am here to worship him. Because last night at this time, I didn't want to go to sleep because the enemy came to attack me. But because Jesus was born and because he died, I can be here tonight to face another day. And Hallelujah. I don't know about you, and I'm encouraging you. I don't want to just leave you. I want you to come along with us. We are here to worship. We're not going to be silent. Amen. We will not be silent. We are going to adore him. We are going to sing the choruses. And we are going to clap our hands. We will tell of the silent night, that wonderful holy night when Jesus was born in a manger. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He was born in a manger. We will tell it on the mountains and everywhere that Jesus Christ is born. So people of God, if you are ready to adore him, just open your mic and give us a shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Song of praise is mighty God. Hallelujah.
You know what? Matthew 21, verse 16 declares that from the lips of children and infants, the Lord has called forth the praises of our children. And because they are a heritage and a precious gift from the Lord. And we are happy that they are here gracing us with their presence, sharing in this wonderful occasion or Christmas cantata to tell their own understanding about what Christmas is all about. And while the children are getting ready, you know, I just want to sing this song as they prepare themselves to come in the name of Jesus, because I cannot be silent. I refuse to be silent because God has been so good. He has been so faithful. He has taken us a mighty long way. And coming down to the end of the year, mighty God, he has still afforded us the privilege to be alive and to be strong and to be healthy. So while the children are getting themselves ready, I will just sing this song. And I pray that you'll worship with me in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I worship and exalt you. We thank you that you were born, mighty God. You, Lord, you are worthy. And no one can worship you for me. For all the things you've done for me. And no one can worship you for me. Here's my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. Here's my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. You, Lord, you are worthy. Thank you, Jesus, and no one can worship you for me. For all the things you've done for me. And no one can worship you for me. Here's my worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bless the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, is my worship. 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 We adore you, Lord. Hallelujah. Worship.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We will
Hallelujah.
Not. We refuse to be silent tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I pray that the Holy Spirit of the Lord is quickening our spirit, that we will arise in the beauty of holiness, in spirit and in truth, to just worship him tonight in the name of Jesus. I'm going to hand over to Elder Edwards as I get the children ready. And the first person that we will invite tonight is Brother Elisha. We wanted Brother Caleb, but he's not here right now. So Brother Elisha is coming to share with us what Christmas means to him and to sing his song of worship. Hallelujah. Elder Edwards, I hand over to you in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Indeed, he
Hallelujah.
Is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. And while Sister Terry get the children together, I'm just going to ask Sister Camille to play the first line of "Oh Come Let Us Adore Him." First verse.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Elder Edwards, are you speaking?
Go ahead, Sister Terry.
Thank you so much.
Praise God.
And without further ado, let us invite Brother Caleb and company with their selection. Elisha is not quite ready, so Brother Caleb has made himself available. Let us all make him welcome with a shout of hallelujah.
Praise hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brother,
I am
here.
Hey, Uncle.
Hey, Caleb.
What's the true meaning of Christmas?
Well, the true meaning of Christmas is the gifting of gifts and receiving of gifts and family and friends coming together to, you know, have a feast, and also the eating of cake and the drinking of sorrow?
No, Uncle.
Then tell me, what is it?
The true meaning of Christmas was long, long ago, when one bright star was shining in the sky that led three wise men to a manger of one to a baby named Jesus. Even when the king Herod wanted to kill him, So they had to went from Bethlehem to Nazareth. His mother was Mary of the Virgin, and his father was Joseph.
Awesome. Is that all?
Even the prophet spoke of him
in the Bible.
In the Bible.
Matthew 1:23.
Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
Awesome.
So now you see, Uncle Alex, even though the cakes are very good, the ice creams are very good, the gifts are very good, and Santa's very good, it's not about that. It is about the true and living God, the birth of him, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So this song is not about know that. It's about the true and living Lord, Jesus Christ.
Awesome.
The end. The end. That was the channel.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Bless the Lord. Praise the Hallelujah. Name of
Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Yes. Brother Caleb Hallelujah. And Brother Alex. Hallelujah. Amen. We
Bless
thank
the Lord.
The Lord that he has revealed himself.
Hallelujah.
Oh God.
For his
Hallelujah.
Little children. Hallelujah. And he has poured into Little KLM, the spirit of boldness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He commands us to let the little children come unto him, and we should not hinder them, because the kingdom belongs to such as these. Glory to God. And so we just give the Lord thanks and praise. And now we invite Brother Elisha and Caleb. Come, Brother Elisha and Caleb, in Jesus' name. Say good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Okay.
Good night, brother.
Good night, brother. Good night,
brother Caleb.
Is Christmas about Santa?
No.
Is Christmas about gifts?
No.
Who is Christmas about?
Jesus.
Why did he come?
Because he come to live in our house.
And to save us.
And to save us.
Okay, and who will you tell about it? Who do you want to tell?
Everyone.
Everyone. So now we're going to tell everyone. Go tell it. Go tell it. Go tell it on the mountains. Go tell it. Go tell it. Go tell it in the street. Go tell it. Go tell it.
In your classroom. Go tell it. Go tell it. Go tell it on the mountain.
Over the hills and
everywhere.
Go tell it on the mountain.
That Jesus Christ is born.
One more time.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Over the hills.
Everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain. That Jesus Christ is born.
Amen. Give the Lord a hallelujah praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Blessed the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. We're going to tell it on the mountain. And it's such a blessing to know that Jesus Christ has manifested himself to these little children. Many of them still don't know and understand that Christmas is all about Jesus, and that Jesus is the reason for this season. And we thank the Lord. Tonight, our last child in our children's corner who will be presenting is our own sister, Sister Angel. And Sister Angel, we'll now hand over to you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Good night, everyone.
Good night,
good
Sister
night,
Angel.
Sister Angel.
Bless the Lord.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. All right, I'll be seeing Mary. Did you know? I'll sing in Jesus' name. Mary, did you know that your baby boy one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lamb will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises to the Lamb. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding, I said the sleeping child you're holding, the sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would walk, they walk on wonders? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beautiful, beautiful singing. Can we just release our mic and praise the Lord for Sister Angel tonight? Just open your mic and begin to send up some worship.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We speak over your daughter.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Unto your glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We
worship
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Mary, did you know that your baby boy, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, he's here to deliver us. He came so that we can live, we can have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for the children tonight. Can we just send up some reaction for the children ministry tonight? Hallelujah. Brother Kaelin said, it's not about the festivity. My God, it's not about the Christmas tree and all the festivity that's around Christmas, but it's about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, baby Jesus. My God, hallelujah. Brother Elijah saying, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight. And we thank him. It's Christmas. Let's put a little life into it. It's the season to be jolly. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Over to you, Sister Terry.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Elder Edwards. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are here to adore his matchless name. And we're not leaving here tonight until we adore Holy God. So I want you to come with me as we worship him, as we sing. You don't have to open your mic, but if you feel led, you can open your mic and just close your eyes and let us adore him. Let us adore the King of Kings. Let us adore our Emmanuel, the one who was wounded, the one who came to bear the sins of the world, the one who came to hold all the burdens, all the issues, everything that we could ever experience in this life. He came to take it all on himself. And tonight we are here to give him gratitude. We're here to hold up our hands and just say, Lord, I thank you. Glory to God. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Come, ye, oh, come, ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord, hallelujah. For you alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. Christ the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You, Lord, alone are worthy. For you, Lord, alone are worthy. For you alone are worthy. Christ the Lord. Oh,
adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ, the Lord, we worship you, Lord, hallelujah. We exalt the name of Jesus, for you alone are worthy. Born is a king, hallelujah, Jesus. Born is a king. Born is the King, away in a manger, hallelujah. We adore your name, Jesus. We lift you up and we magnify you, Lord. We adore you in this season, mighty God. And we thank you that our worship, O God Almighty, are pleasing to you. Our worship is pleasing to you. Our worship is coming up unto you even now as a sweet smelling perfume. Hallelujah, Jesus. We ask that you accept our praise as we bow down our hearts before you, as we bow down ourselves before you, Lord, in your presence. And we just worship you, Lord. We worship you for your goodness. We worship you for your kindness. We worship you, mighty God, for coming. We worship you that you came to die so that we can be at liberty, so that the dead can live again, so that the blind can see, mighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For you alone are worthy. For you alone are worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. We exalt your name even now, and we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let us praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let us
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the name of
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We bless you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Had it not been for that notable night, that great and silent and holy night.
Thank you, Jesus.
Where would we be, mighty God?
Jesus.
Even
thank
now,
you,
where would
Hallelujah.
We be, Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Where
Hallelujah.
Would we be if you didn't love us,
oh,
Lord?
Hallelujah.
Tonight
Jesus,
we come to lay it all down at your feet. Tonight
Hallelujah.
We come to let it go and give you all the worship
Hallelujah.
That you deserve in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Let us keep our worship. Hallelujah. As the sound of worship in our hearts. As I hand over back to Elder Edwards in Jesus' name. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Thank
Hallelujah. Isaiah 7 and verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us. This name expresses God's presence among his people. This name represents unconditional love and commitment to humanity. Can we call him Emmanuel tonight? Hallelujah. Can we call him? Hallelujah.
My
Emmanuel.
Is Emmanuel.
Is that ever-present God. Hallelujah. He's always with us. He said in his word, if you lay your bed in hell, behold, he's there with us. So wherever we are, he is our ever-present God. And so we glorify his name tonight. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Hallelujah. Be born in us today. Hallelujah. We hear the Christmas angels. Hallelujah. The great glad tidings tells, O come to us,
abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. And so we glorify Emmanuel tonight, our
Hallelujah.
Present, omnipresent God. Hallelujah. He's here with us. And so at this time, I'm just going to invite Sister Dacia to come to us tonight with her presentation. Go ahead, Sister Dacia. Hallelujah. Send up some reaction for Sister Dacia. Show her some love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
As you know, I'm camera shy, night, so I'm going to do my piece with my camera off, if that's okay. All right. I'm going to do Wonderful, Merciful Savior. All right. Are you hearing me clearly?
Amen.
Yes,
sis. Okay.
Amen.
Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend, who thought that I could rescue the souls of men. Oh, you rescue the souls of men. Counselor, comforter, sorry. Keeper, spirit we long to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have, oh, blessedly lost our way. Oh, you are blessedly lost the way. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. Almighty infinite Father, faithfully loving your own, hearing our weakness, you find us falling before your throne. Oh, we're falling before your throne. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our heart's always hunger for. Oh, our heart's always hunger for. Oh, our heart's always hunger for.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Sister.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Go ahead, Sister Radiant.
Hallelujah.
And then we'll have Sister Sasha after Sister Radiant. Bless the Lord. Go ahead, Sister Radiant.
Bless the name of the Lord, everyone.
Lord, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord,
Lord. Bless the Lord, sister. Bless the Lord.
I'm attired as the angel because my presentation is going to capture when the angel appeared unto Mary. My favorite Christmas carol is actually Mary, Did You Know? And I had that in mind to sing today. Or tonight rather, but very last minute today while I was at work, I decided I was going to write my own verses to the same instrumental of Mary, Did You Know? So I'm happy that Sister Angel sang the original tonight, so I will be doing the version that I wrote. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth to the Virgin Mary. The angel said to her, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus." Mary was greatly troubled at his word, but the angel said to her, "Mary, did you know that you're highly favored and blessed among all women. Mary, did you know that the Lord sees you as a meek and fair maiden? Did you know that he chose you, one who's pure and mild? I pray you see the purpose to bring forth this child. Mary, did you know that this child will be the precious Lamb of God? Mary, did you know that he reigns as King and is the Lord of Lords? Did you know he's the mighty God, the wonderful Prince of Peace? He came to save the hopeless and set the captive free. How will this be? Mary asked the angel. Since I am a virgin, the angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Mary answered, I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Saints, did you know when the Lord came down, he had you on his mind? Saints, did you know he left his throne to save all mankind? Did you know that he took the shame our Lamb was crucified? He won over sin and death to bring you newness of life. Saints, did you know that's the reason for this season? Saints, did you know? I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, my God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus,
we worship you, mighty.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus.
Oh God. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Can we just worship the Lord some more? Just worship.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, mighty God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Great are you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You are glorious, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Holy are you, mighty God. We bless you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, we honor you, mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. God bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Sister Sasha, are you ready? Glory, glory, glory.
Yes, sis, I am. Hearing me? I'm not sure if anyone is hearing me.
Yes, sis, you're loud.
Yes, sis, Sasha. Sasha,
all right,
we're
sis,
hearing
so
you.
I want to know, before I begin, I want to know if I got the instructions clearly. So I should demonstrate the scripture and then do my carol, or it's one thing?
Yes, that's how you should do it.
Oh,
like that.
All right.
As you are led, sister.
All right, so let us read the scripture from St. Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 through to 25. But when he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with a child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted means God is with us. Then Joseph, raised from a deep sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. And the angel cried, Joseph, take Mary as your wife. Joseph, he shall save this world. Jesus, holy forever. And the angel cried, Joseph, take Mary as your wife. Joseph, he shall save this world. Jesus, holy forever. All right, that is the demonstration of the scripture. The carol is an old carol by Kirk Franklin and his family. Listen to the angels rejoicing air so sweetly, receiving heaven glory the night when Christ was born. Can't you see the people coming from every nation, pleading for salvation the night when Christ was born? The night when Christ was born. Listen to the trumpets shouting through the darkness, crying holy, holy, the night when Christ was born. Can't you see the people coming from every nation, pleading for salvation the night when Christ was born? The night when Christ was born. The night when Christ was born. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you,
Bless the
Jesus.
Lord
Thank you,
tonight.
Jesus.
We bless the Lord
Amen.
As we continue to worship him. We have with us two very special guests tonight, Sister Christel and Sister Ayana. Sister Chris, both of them are our second time guests. And Sister Christel at this time will bless our hearts with her favorite Christmas song. Sister Christel is from the Manning Hill United Church, and she's the choir director there. So we bless the Lord for her. Show her some love through reaction as she come to us now.
Good night, everyone.
Good
is
night.
Everyone hearing me?
Yes.
One of
bless
my
the
favorite
Lord. Hallelujah. Good night, sis.
Good night. One of my favorite Christmas carols is Noel by Chris Tomlin.
Love incarnate, love divine. Star and angels gave the sound. Bow to babe on bended knee. The savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born.
Hallelujah.
He shall reign forevermore. Noel, Noel, come and see what God has done. Noel. Noel, the story of amazing love, the light of the world given for us. Noel, Son of God and Son of Man. There before the world began, born to suffer, born to save, born to raise us from the grave, Christ the everlasting Lord. He shall reign forevermore. Noel, Noel, come and see what God has done. Noel, Noel, the story of amazing love, the light of the world, given for us, no way.
You're muted, sis.
No way. No way. Come and see what God has done. No way. The story of amazing love, of the world given for us.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you, Sister Tomlinson, for blessing our hearts with that song. Hallelujah. We call him
welcome.
The First Noel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the anointing that he has placed on your life. And we pray that you'll continue to sing for his glory, to minister for his glory, rather, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name. We'll now invite Sister Chantel to come and share with us. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Sister Chantel, are you here?
That's Sister Chantel and Sister Paulette.
Sister Chantel and Sister Paulette, thank you for your correction, Elder Edward.
Good night, everyone.
Praise the name of Jesus. Good night.
Good night, Sister Chantel. Praise the Lord.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead. So we're going to start with an expression based on Luke chapter 1, verse 1 to 20. Titled, Datoria, a Big News. Make me tell you about a Tory. Make me tell you about a Tory. That story a big news. When me say that story a big news, tell them, Sister Paulette.
All right. In Luke chapter 2, there's a story where me definitely make the news. It start with a man by the name of Caesar Augustus. Make a decree where him say everybody fit tax, and guess what? Everybody in up tax fit true. Make me tell about a story. Make me tell about a story. That story a big news. That story a big news.
Me say one man named Joseph left Galilee out of one big place called Nazareth and God Judea. People say at the city of David, sir. Good, good, Bethlehem. Only did know, say, Joseph come from David family, too. Yes, missus. Make me tell you about a story. Make me tell you about a story. That story a big news. That story a big news.
Story come to mom. Cause them say at the time, Joseph engaged for me married a nice young girl named Mary. But guess what? She didn't have a baby in her belly. Why? Let me tell about a story. Let me tell about a story. That story a big news. That story a big news.
Yes, I did almost time for she give birth to the picnic. And thank you, Jesus. Everything go all right. Picnic born, my love. Them wrap him up good, good in some clothes. And put him in a warm manger. Can you imagine that? This is a tourist, sweetie. Me hear say some man will take care of sheep. See one angel pop up. Me say they frightened so till. Cause everywhere bright and sing ting. But the angel said, Tappy, not afraid, man. A good things why me come. And it'll go good for everybody too.
Today, the Lord and Savior born in the city of David. And this are the sign. You go find him well wrapped up and nice in a clothes. And all of a sudden, a whole heap of angels gather around and just start to praise God, you know. It's a big deal, not a small moment. Them say glory to God in the highest and peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Then the shepherd them say, all right, make we go look. And them hurry up, go look, my love.
Let me tell you about that story. Make me tell you about a story. That story a big news. That story a big, big news. After them see, guess what they go do? No go walk and chat and tell everybody, sister, brother, other relatives and friends, everything will happen.
Some people question, where the shepherd them say, probably I say, not go so hey.
But them so happy, them just continue to praise God, which is right. That Toria is still a big news. All right, so Sister Paula, do you want to sing your song first?
All right, let me quickly see if I find it. Normality song. The first verse, or I can only sing the first verse properly, so just stay with me tonight.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt his word. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. From your knees, oh, hear the angels' voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine. Oh, night divine.
All right, so I'll go ahead. And pardon my voice tonight, I'm a little hoarse. Silent night, holy night, all is calm. And all is right round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant so tender and mild, sleeping heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar. Heavenly hosts sing hallelujah. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Good night, everybody.
Bless the Lord. Praise good night, Lord. Sis.
Hallelujah.
Bless
the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Chantel and Sister Paulette. Holy God has given us special gifts and talents to worship Him. So we have no excuse. No excuse whatsoever. What a creative way to show the good news of our Lord and Savior. We honor Him tonight as we continue with our program. It was a silent night, a holy night. It was such a holy night because prophecy was fulfilled. The world has received its second Adam. Hallelujah. He has come into the world so that we might live. To die so that we might live. Glory to God. And next, we're going to invite Sister Lem and Sister Camille. Hallelujah, to open our caroling segment in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Sister Camille I hand
I'm
over
sorry, Sister Terry, Sister Lem, after which is Sister Camille and Sister Tamaya.
Okay, thank you. Sister, my sincere apology. Sister Lem, I invite you to come on in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then after this, we have Sister Camille and Sister Tamoya. Thank you, Jesus.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, Sister Lem. Bless the Lord.
My scripture is Luke 2, verse 8 to 14. But I do it in form of a poem. In fields of Bethlehem, shepherds kept watchful night, their flocks surrounded under starry light. An angel appeared with glory so bright, filling hearts with fear and a heavenly sight. The message was clear, the news was grand, a savior born in David's land. The Christ, the Lord, the infant king, joy to the world, the angels sing. Suddenly a multitude appear, heavenly hosts praising, drawing near. Glory to God in the highest high, peace on earth to those who wonder why. The shepherds hurried to see the sight, the babe in a manger, oh holy delight. The promise fulfilled, the prophecy true, a savior born for me and you. With hearts now filled with joy and cheer, the shepherds spread the news they held dear of Jesus born in a humble place, a savior's love bring hope to our space. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men.
Amen.
My favorite Amen. Christmas carol is, oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is a night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appears. And the soul felt its worth, a thrill of hope, our weary soul rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine. That's it.
Hallelujah.
Bless Hallelujah. The Bless
Hallelujah.
The Lord. In
the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Bless the Lord for you, Sister
Bless
Lem.
The Lord. Bless
Glory
the Lord.
To God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to Hallelujah. God in the highest. Peace, goodwill to all men. That holy night, that silent night was a very powerful night, you know, because it caused King Herod and the people of Jerusalem to be troubled hearing about this little king, this little infant who was born as king. So many children lost their lives all because of him. We just surrender, hallelujah, our worship to the Lord for this wonderful night. Glory to God when our blessed Savior was born. And without further ado, we invite Sister Camille and Sister Tamoya to come in Jesus' name.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Good Amen. Night, everybody. We bless the Lord for an opportunity Amen. To be on the platform. Amen.
Amen. Good night, sis.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And as Elder would have shared at the beginning, and Sister Terry, and they would have shared that We are here tonight to bless the Lord. Amen. And so I invite you at this time to just put on your garments of praise. Amen. You have not released a praise on the platform yet. Amen. And so I challenge you and I charge your spirit to come alive, because now we're going to exalt the name of Jesus. Praise God. I want
praise
you to take
Lord.
30 seconds and just reflect. We're in December, the 11th, the 12th month of the year. And in a few weeks, maybe 2 weeks or so, we're going to cross over into a new year. Now, I want you to reflect on all that has happened for January, February, March, and all the months leading up to now. All the near misses, all the times, all the victories, all the successes that you'd have had in God. I want you to reflect on this, and I want you to find a praise tonight. We're going to be focusing on St. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. And we did it in such a way, we're going to have a responsive reading. So we're going to share, and you're going to respond with a praise. You're going to find, you're going to locate your Christmas praise tonight, and you're going to echo it on the platform, not for Sister Camille, not even because Sister Camille asked you to do it, but because you are grateful to the God who was born, Jesus who was
Hallelujah.
Born, who would have kept you, who would have sustained you, and who is here with us tonight to absorb our praise. So Sister Tamar is going to tell you what your Christmas praise should be like, and then we're going to flow into it in the name of Jesus. And I know that you can praise without unmuting, but tonight we're going to feed from each other. So I invite you to walk in obedience, open, and just release a shout of praise as you are led. It is unto the God of our salvation, the Most High God. Your Christmas praise, Sister Tamaya, what is your Christmas praise?
Amen. Hallelujah. So you asked me what a Christmas praise is. You know, when it's Christmas morning and everybody's gathered under the Christmas tree, and you get this little gift, your little gift, and you give a little smile and a little hug of appreciation. But then somebody said, step outside. And when you open the door, this big bowl, this big gift, something where you really, really want, a car, a bike, something big, something massive. And you lose control, you start jump, you scream, you run. You cannot even maintain your composure. And this gift, you put it at the front of the yard, so everybody will pass, they must see your gift. They must see this. You don't want it to hide it, just to show up. Tonight we're gonna bring forth that kind of praise, yeah. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you ready? I'm going Amen. To read. You're going to release your Christmas praise. Get ready, get ready. Christmas praise time unto the God of our salvation. And it reads, in the day of King Herod, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. God entered our world as promised. Wise men ask, where is the one born king? And they bow down and worship him. Let us join the wise men and worship the one born king. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Lord, we exalt you. Lord, we glorify you. Lord, we show praise unto you. We lift you, almighty God. Hallelujah. To your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the name of Jesus.
When Herod heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Then he inquired where the Messiah is supposed to be born. The enemy might be searching for you and your destiny. But let us release our praise tonight, declaring that he is defeated.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. We shout praise to the Most High. You are worthy tonight, Jesus. Amen. And we lift you on high. Remember, it's a Christmas praise. There was a prophecy made that there would come a ruler who shepherds God's people. That ruler is Jesus, and he is with us tonight. Come on, unmute. Echo some shouts of praise. Hail your shepherd tonight. Let's glorify the God of all salvation.
Hallelujah.
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 To the Lord of Lords. He is our God. He is our shepherd.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, hallelujah.
Herod sought information, not to worship, but to protect his power. The enemy may be seeking for information about you, but his search bar shall come up empty in the name of Jesus. Exalt the Lord, who is your divine protector.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you that the search shall come up empty for the enemy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The star went ahead of them until it stopped where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Our guiding light is here tonight to lead us to a place of deliverance and restoration. Open up your spirit and receive from him. Let us rejoice with exceedingly great joy to the God of our salvation. Glory to your name, mighty God. We lift you on high. Thou art mighty, thou art powerful, thou art from everlasting to everlasting. We glorify you on high, and we lift you on high. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And come into And come into the house. Hey, they saw the child bow down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures and offered gifts for a king. Release your gift of praise tonight unto our king. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I am going to attempt to sing this song. I am not a singer, let it be known. Okay. Say the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the trees with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea, said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace walls, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child. Shivers in the cold, let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, do you hear what I hear? Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. A child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us
goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Sister Tamoya. And as I do my song, I just ask you to join with me in your spaces in singing, and let us just offer some praise unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angels' chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Come on, go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lonely manger, the humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lonely manger, the humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Come on, go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ was born. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Let us bring him silver and gold, and tell it on the mountain that Jesus, our King, our great King, is born. Thank you, Sister Tamoya and Sister Camille, for ushering us into a moment of worship unto our great King, for reminding us, hallelujah, that the search bar is nullified. It's not there. You know, the enemy cannot find us. That there is deliverance and restoration. And we are bringing the Lord tonight the gift of praise. Glory to God. We bless you. And without further ado, we are going to invite Sister Ayana, our second time guest. Sister Ayana, we welcome you once more to Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries International.
Hi.
And we bless the Lord for you. Hallelujah. Go ahead in
Jesus' name. Before not turning on my camera tonight.
Bless the Lord.
Good night, sis.
Good night, sis. Bless the Lord.
Hey, one of our songs. Yeah, let me try this song. Okay. Say good.
Make me tell you about the story of the Blessed Virgin Mary. She had a baby named Jesus, born in Bethlehem of Judah, on a straw that was in a manger. And she rocked the baby to sleep.
Angels sing and tell the story about the lady and her baby. Shepherds come from afar. Wise men followed a bright star to adore him in a manger. And she rocked the baby to sleep. Oh, one horse and donkey and sheep, see the pretty little boy sleep. Mary smiled and started to sing, for she knew that he is the king, king and savior of the whole world. And she rocked the baby to sleep. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Ayana. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For blessing us. Sister Paulette and Sister Chantal said this year, Toria, a big news. It is a big deal. Sister Ayana said, let me tell you about the story of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hallelujah. And so tonight we bless the Lord for this story about this man, Jesus. Hallelujah. The one who came and paid the debt he did not owe. And we owe it, you know, and he can pay it for us. Such a gappy love. And so to bring us further into the story, hallelujah, from the word of God is a man of God, our very own Brother Nigel Robinson. And at this time, I'm just going to pray for him. Holy Father and our God, we bless your name for your presence, hallelujah, that has been with us on the platform tonight. As I put before you tonight, your manservant, Brother Nigel, whom you have chosen to speak to us about the good news, about the story of Jesus who bring to us salvation. I pray that you will cover him right now under your blood. I pray, oh God, that you will take a live coal from the altar and place it upon his mouth as he speak, thus saith the Lord. May you cover him and guide him and protect him. Let speaking be easy for him tonight as you wrap him up in your blood. And we call it done for your glory in Jesus' name. I present to us Brother Nigel at this time, who will take us into the word of God.
Praise Amen. God. Amen. Bless you, Sister Yuali. God is good. I bless you, everyone on the platform. You know, this is our second Christmas cantata. We had one last year and it was good. And this year was no different. It was a blessing. It is a blessing. And you know what is funny? I hear so much chorals, so much of my favorite chorals, even some that I haven't heard in a long, long time. Silent Night. My favorite is Go Tell It on the Mountain, brothers and sisters in Christ. Because as Christians, that's what we need to do, not just on Christmas season, not just when it comes to December, we're singing chorals. But we should always go and tell it on the mountain. Amen. Because our God is alive. Our God is well. And there's nothing that is impossible for our God. And we should always, as Christians, go and spread it on the mountain. Everywhere we should go and tell people about God and his goodness and his grace. Mary, did you know? Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, holy night. What a blessing these carols are to the soul. And so, my brothers and sisters, this evening, briefly, I want to speak to you on the theme, the reason for the season. Oh, come, let us adore him. Let us pray. Eternal God, we come this evening, Father. We come giving you thanks, mighty God, because you are alive and you are well. Hallelujah. We come, Father God, with our Christmas praise, mighty God, giving you thanks that, Father, you are with us. You're Emmanuel, and you're always with us. And so, Father God, as I speak to your people, I pray that you will instill in me the words, Father God, that will come from my mouth, that will be food unto the souls of your people. Father, have mercy upon us as we go. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as I said, we will be speaking briefly on the reason for the season. Let us adore him. And so every year, the Christmas season arrives, and you see the lights, the music, the carols, the gifts, the schedules, the celebration, and we hear familiar phrases such as Christmas spirit, holiday cheers, the most wonderful time of the year. And yet, in the middle of all this activity, brothers and sisters, we often hear another phrase repeat. Remember the reason for the season. And so we come and we stop and we ask, but wait, what is the reason for the season? But before I get into that, brothers and sisters, as Christians, yes, we do celebrate Christmas, the birth of our Christ, but also for many of us, we celebrate the Advent season. Advent, my brothers and sisters, is us Christians looking for the second coming of our Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. And you and I both know that God first came as a babe in a manger. But guess what? He will come again. But he will not come as a babe this time. And so, my brothers and sisters, we have to prepare ourselves for the second coming of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. And so that's the reason that even in this season, we also celebrate the Advent as we look to the second coming of our Lord. But with that said, let me go back to the reason for the season. My brothers and sisters, the reason here is not a date on the calendar. It's not the 25th of December. The reason is not just tradition and the Christmas tree and even the treasure moments. You understand? And I can share with you, for my family, every month, December, around the 20th to the 21st, Sister Camille, Sister Yoeli, we would have always killed pig at our house, some big pigs. And trust me, it is always fun when the whole community come down to buy the pork and we roast the liver. And it's fun. That's the time when you enjoy scraping haggard and hog foot, to be honest. But it is more than that, you know? And one of the things with my family too, when Christmas Day comes, we cook no food. Anybody pass through can get food. But my brothers and sisters, what we're saying this evening is that that is not the main reason for the season. Yes, we celebrate. Yes, we have this festival when we decorate our house, we clean it up, put on pretty sheet and pretty curtain, and we have the whole heap of food, man, the cereal and the cake and so forth. But we should not forget that that is not the reason for the season. And so the reason, my brothers and sisters, is a person. And when we truly understand the reason for the season, the only appropriate response is found in the ancient song of the church. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ our Lord. And so, my brothers and sisters, Christmas is not only about remembering who he is, but it's also about responding with adoration. Let us not forget adoration. And so, my brothers and sisters, Luke tells us that on a quiet night in Bethlehem, heaven broke its silence. Heaven broke its silence. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news. Good news of great joy. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. A Savior was born to you and I, my brothers and sisters. We have that good news, that great joy. Our Savior is born. He is Christ the Lord. Our Savior is Christ the Lord. Is not somebody tell us that? This is according to scripture. This is according to Luke 2:10 to 12. On that great night, a Savior was born to you and I. And so we notice the angel did not say, a philosopher has been born, a politician leader has been born, a moral teacher has appeared. The angel did not say that. What the angel said, though, a Savior was born. And the word tells us something important about this, my brothers and sisters. We need saving. And for a Savior to be born, we must need saving. And so Jesus did not come because of humility was improving. He came because humility was lost, my brothers and sisters. And when we stop and we remember how our Savior came into the world, he did not came in a Diamond Star Hotel. He did not came in a Diamond Star Hospital. He came in a manger. He came into this world humble, full of humility. Oh my God. And so my brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the reason why sometimes when I see some people behaving some ways, I said, my God, you don't know your Lord. You don't know your Savior, because our God is so humble that he was born in a manger. Mighty God, when we look at scripture, when we look at how humble our God is, when we look at how humble, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, when we look at how humble Jesus Christ is, then why are we so boasty? What are we to boast when our God is so humble, when he came so humble, so that we can understand, Lord God Almighty, the importance of our God, where we can understand the importance of humility. And so he was born into poverty, my brothers and sisters. He was not born with any gold spoon in his mouth like some people know. Mighty God, he was laid in a manger. A manger, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. He entered a broken world, mighty God. He did not come in a world that was perfect. We are talking about our God here, our Savior here. He did not come into a world that was perfect.
Hallelujah.
He came into a broken world. Because guess what? There was a lesson here for you and I to learn from this experience, my brothers and sisters. And so the reason for the season, my brothers and sisters, is God stepping into human history to rescue us from sin, from shame, and from separation. This is not just good news, my brothers and sisters. This is great joy. This is great joy for you and I.
Yes,
and you and I have a responsibility to go out there and spread this great joy to persons who don't know it. And so, brothers and sisters, John 1 verse 14 tells us, the word became flesh and dwell among us. You see, Christmas is not only about what Jesus came to do, but about who he is. And Sister Eulalie said it earlier, Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And so let us think about that. God did not shut instructions from heaven. He could have stayed up there and just send down instructions, just like when some people stay up a head office and send down directions. But he did not do that, my brothers and sisters. He did not send another prophet. Hallelujah. We know that he could have done this. But God Almighty, our Savior, came himself.
Hallelujah.
Our Savior came himself. Holy Ghost.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
He entered our world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He entered her world, our world of pain.
Hallelujah.
He entered our struggles, Holy Ghost. Holy God. He entered our sorrows, Holy Ghost. Jesus. This means, my brothers and sisters, that God understands griefs. God understands loneliness. Or God understands temptation. And our God understands suffering. My brothers and sisters, the manger tells us that God is not distant. The cross tells us he is not indifferent. The reason for this season, my brothers and sisters, is relationship. Relationship. Hallelujah. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. When the shepherds, my brothers and sisters, hear the news, they went to Bethlehem. And when they saw the child, my brothers and sisters, what did they do? They worshipped him. They worshipped him. When the wise man arrived, according to the scripture, according to Matthew 2, verse 11, they fell down and they worshipped him. Holy Ghost, they did not analyze him. They did not look at him. Who is he? Who in favor? In favor Mary or in favor Joseph? They did not wonder, is he really Jesus? They did not debate him. My brothers and sisters, they adored him. They fell down and they worshipped
him. Jesus. Hallelujah.
And so adoration, my brothers and sisters, is more than admiration. As admiration looks from a distance. Adoration, bow in surrender. This is what the shepherd did. They bowed to him in surrendering themselves to the Savior who is born. And so, my brothers and sisters, the song said, oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Notice, brothers and sisters, he did not say, oh, come, let us fit him into our schemes. He did not say, oh, come, let us acknowledge him once a year. It says, oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord, every single day, every day that we rise up from January 1st to December 31st. We have a responsibility to adore him, to bow down and worship him, to acknowledge that he is Christ our Lord. Let us not be fooled, brothers and sisters. There's so much destruction in this world, but we ought to be stayed rooted, knowing that we serve an almighty God, a God who came for you and I, so that we may be saved, the Holy Ghost, because that's why we call him Savior, because he knows that we ought to be saved, my brothers and sisters. You and I, we're not perfect. And that's why we need a Savior, a Savior. And so we come and we bow down, which means we surrender. And so true Christmas worship, brothers and sisters, is not just the song, but it is lived. The true Christmas spirit is not about what we do from in the season of December, but it's our lives, how we live our lives. And so one of my pastors always say that the only Bible that some people will read is you and I lives, how we live our lives. Mighty God. So you see that we have a responsibility as Christians. If we're serious about spreading scriptural holiness, if we're serious about kingdom building, if we're serious about winning souls, we have to make it right. Our lives have to, we have to live our lives so people can see that we serve an almighty God. And so brothers and sisters, adoration is a modern world, look different from in Bethlehem, but it costs just as much. In a busy season, brothers and sisters, we choose stillness. We pause to pray. We reflect on his word. We adore him with our obedience. Jesus is not just a babe in a manger, my brothers and sisters. He is Christ the Lord. Adoration, brothers and sisters, mean letting him lead you and I lives. Mighty God. Too much times we want to do things by ourselves. But this evening we're Glory reminded that we ought to let Jesus lead our lives. And we adore him with our love for one another. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Too much times, man, we're not living good as Christians, mighty God. We're not living good as people, as community people, as family. But this evening, we're reminded that we need to adore him with our love for one another. Christmas reminds us, brothers and sisters, that God gave us. So we give, Holy Ghost. So we forgive. So we serve. Hallelujah. Come on. We need to give, we need to forgive, and we need to serve, my brothers and sisters. And when we love one another, we reflect the heart of Christ. Isn't that what you and I are living for? So that we can, hallelujah, reflect the heart of Christ, Holy Ghost. And as I'm coming to a close, my brothers and sisters, let us be reminded, the reason for the seasons is not found under a tree. It is found in a manger, Holy Ghost. The reason is for the season is not what we receive, Holy Ghost, but it's what we was given, mighty God, our Savior was given. And when we truly understand the reason, the only response left, Holy Ghost, the only response left, brothers and sisters, is to worship, is to worship our living God. And so today, my brothers and sisters, the invitation is simple, Holy Ghost. It is a simple one. Invitation is simple and it is eternal. Oh, come, let us adore him, Holy Ghost. Oh, come, let us adore him. Not just with songs, but with surrendering hearts, Holy Abashayaba. With obedience lives and with great praise, Holy Ghost. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Let us go now, my brothers and sisters. Let us go and tell it on the mountain, Holy Ghost, over the hills and everywhere, that our Savior is born. Oh, that we have a Savior that worth adoring, by Shaya. Oh, we have a responsibility. Let us go out, my brothers and sisters, and say, go tell it on the mountain. Our Savior is born. Our Savior is alive and is well, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. We worship you, my God.
We thank you, Jesus.
Worship
you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Jesus, for showing up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
We bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. We praise you, mighty God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you, man of God. Ah, may he cover you comprehensively under his blood. May the enemy be confused as to your whereabouts. May he replenish and resuscitate you. Hallelujah. Pouring into you his strength, his grace. Hallelujah. As you continue, hallelujah, to be a diligent servant for him. We bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The angel said, do not be afraid. Today I bring you good news. Hallelujah. Today in the city of David, a Savior was born, and he is Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. He entered into a broken world. Brother Nigel encourages us tonight. Hallelujah. And the reason for this season is God stepping into human history. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, mighty God. Bringing about salvation, which can come against sin, shame, and separation. All he needs for us is a relationship with him. And so we bless the Lord tonight. We bless him for his word. We bless him for the man of God. Hallelujah. And we pray for you, Brother Nigel. We pray and lift Amen. You up to the Lord that he will Amen. Continue to sustain Hallelujah. And to keep you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a word tonight. We bless the name of Jesus, my God. Tonight, I want to say thank you for your patience. I know the time is well spent. And so at this time, I'm just going to ask Sister Camille just to play one or two Christmas carols so we can just worship God together in the beauty of holiness. After which, Sister Chantal will pray for the man of God and pray the closing prayer. And then we'll hand over to Sister Camille. Praise God.
Nature.
Praise God. Sister Chantel, can you pray for us, please?
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
What a night. What a night. What a night. What a night. The presence of the Lord is really here. And mighty God, I am blessed. Are you blessed?
Amen. Praise God.
Do you feel energized? And we all know the reason for this season. Amen. What a word of wisdom, Brother Nigel. Mighty God. Thank you, Jesus, for your manservant. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Thank you, Jesus.
The songwriter said, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room, mighty God. And tonight we know, God, that everyone who is here tonight would have prepared room for you, Lord. And for that we are grateful, mighty God. Let us pray. Dear kind and heavenly Father, as we come to you tonight, mighty God, God, I want to tell you thanks, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that you have blessed us with to gather again another night, mighty God, to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Mighty God, it has been nothing good that we have done, but because of your grace and your mercies towards us, mighty God, while we are still standing on our graves, mighty God. And because of that, mighty God, we want to say yes, Lord. We want to continue to say yes to your will and to your way. The songwriter said, and I will not be silent, mighty God. I will always worship you as long as I am breathing. I will worship you, mighty God. And tonight, I just want to thank you that you're Emmanuel, mighty God, that you're God who is with us. I want to thank you, mighty God, that you are Omema, mighty God, the God who does good, mighty God. You can only do good, mighty God. I want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the good news of Luke 2, mighty God. Thank you for sending your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, mighty God. God, thank you for your saving grace. Thank you for the Savior, sending the Savior. Thank you for the Messiah, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God, that he has come, he has died, and we're here waiting, mighty God, for his return. So, Lord, I want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mighty God, I want to thank you tonight, mighty God, for your manservant, Brother Nigel Robinson, man of God, mighty God. Thank you, Lord, that you have equipped him to deliver such a powerful word this evening, mighty God. I am sure, like many others tonight, mighty God, we're full of food for thought, mighty God. And mighty God, we cannot forget the reason for the season, relationship with Jesus. Oh, mighty God, oh, come let us adore him. Go tell it on the mountains, mighty God, over the hills and everywhere that Jesus Christ is born. Mighty God, I pray that you'll continue to cover your man servant, mighty God. I pray, mighty God, that even now you'll send your angels out to encamp around him, and not just him, mighty God, but his family, mighty God. I pray that you'll cover them up, wrap them up in the arms of the Lord, mighty God. I pray, mighty God, that you'll pour back into him that which he has poured out, mighty God. I pray, mighty God, that you'll strengthen him, mighty God. I pray, mighty God, that Brother Nigel will continue to walk in his God-given purpose, nurturing people, winning souls for the kingdom of God, mighty God. Mighty God, thank you for your manservant, mighty God. Thank you for your continued blessings on his life and his family by extension, mighty God. Mighty God, I pray, mighty God, that whatever he's asking of you in this season, Lord, as long as it aligns with your plan and your will for your life, for his life, mighty God, that you'll grant him favor in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, continue to have your way with him, Lord, and let your divine will be done. Mighty God, even now I decree and declare that no weapon that is formed against Nigel Robinson, mighty God, they will form, but in the name of Jesus, they will not, they cannot prosper. Mighty God, whatever is going on right now, mighty God, I pray, mighty God, that you'll remind him, mighty God, that you, God, you're
actively working on his behalf, mighty God. I pray that you'll have your way with him. Continue to cover him up under your blood in the mighty name of Jesus. Mighty God, I pray for the children's ministry. Our children's ministry did a very good job tonight, mighty God. And I pray, mighty God, that you'll continue to cover our leaders of the children ministry, mighty God. I pray, mighty God, for the parents who prepared their children to come out tonight to deliver the word, to get them involved, mighty God, so that they too will know the reason for the season and so that they can share it with their friends. Mighty God, mighty God, I want to thank you for each and every one else, mighty God, who performed tonight, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. We receive the songs, the poems, the Bible verse we have learned tonight, mighty God. And I pray that we just won't hide it, mighty God, but we'll share it in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, I just want to thank you, Lord. And as we're about to leave this platform toward different abodes, mighty God, I pray for full guidance, guidance and protection in this season, mighty God. Mighty God, I know we know the reason for this season, but some of us, we're going to meet with friends and we're going to meet with families. I pray, mighty God, that while we share the good news of Jesus Christ, mighty God, that in these gatherings, mighty God, that there will be no war. Mighty God, I pray and I come against arguments in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, I pray that you will be the center in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, I pray that you'll have your way and that your divine will be done in this season, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you again, mighty God, for each and every one and for every family, every household that has been represented tonight, mighty God. Mighty God, I pray even now if we have any unsaved persons on the platform, mighty God, who would have joined us, mighty God, I pray, God, that they would have gotten a word from you, mighty God, and that, mighty God, they will walk in their God-given purpose, mighty God. Your word says, what does it profit a man to gain in this world and to lose his soul in eternity? Mighty God, help him to know, mighty God, that you don't call those who are perfect, mighty God, mighty God, but mighty God, you will fix us in the name of Jesus. So mighty God, I pray, God, that we'll turn from our wicked ways, mighty God, and just run to you. Take up the cross and follow Jesus in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, as your man's servant said tonight, mighty God, the whole purpose of us being here is to be like Jesus. So mighty God, I pray, mighty God, that we'll just run to you. Those who are with you will just stay at the foot of the cross, mighty God. Mighty God, I pray, Lord, that you'll just have your way tonight, mighty God. And let your divine will be done, mighty God. And I want to thank you for the moderators for tonight, mighty God. God, I want to thank you for everyone who played their role tonight, mighty God, to ensure that our Christmas caroling service, mighty God, was wonderful, mighty God. I pray, mighty God, that you'll continue to bless our leaders of this group, mighty God. Continue to strengthen them as they continue to pour into us, as they continue to nurture us so that we too, mighty God, will go out and grow in our purpose and continue to live for you. Lord, I pray that you'll have your way, mighty God, and let your divine will be done. And God, if there's anything that I've failed to ask of you, mighty God, as long as it aligns with your plan for our lives, mighty God, and your will, I pray, mighty God, that you'll grant us favor in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, and I pray that your presence will go before us and remain with us until we meet again in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. We bless the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. What a wonderful thing to be in the presence of the Lord. And brethren, what a wonderful thing.
Hallelujah.
And so tonight we want to celebrate Jesus. We're grateful that his presence came. He did not have to show what he came. Amen. And I am truly blessed. How about you tonight?
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Blessings. Praise Hallelujah.
God. Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as we are about to go, I want to use this opportunity to welcome some first-time visitors. I know Elder Edwards would have mentioned it earlier, but I'm seeing some names that I really want to highlight. I see a Marcella Bailey. It's good to have you with us. I see Odessa. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Praise the Lord. Sister Tashana. I think it's Minister Tashana. Or is a title. God bless you, my sister. Amen. I can't remember your title, so forgive me. Praise God. It's good to have you with us. Always a pleasure when you decide to worship with us. And for those of you who, Sister E. Brown, God bless you. For those of you who continue to come week after week, God bless you. Amen. Prayer Portal is, it cannot happen without you. Each of you are important. You're important to all the leaders. You're important to Sister Camille. You're important to Holy God. Amen. As a member, you count one. You are number one. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Sister Camille say, you are number one as a member of this ministry. God bless you. Just before you go, I want to acknowledge and to thank Elder Edwards and Sister Terry for leading us out our program. Let me start from the top. I want to thank Sister Nardia for conducting our devotion, you know, and just setting the pace, welcoming the presence of the Lord. God bless you, Sister Nardia. God bless you. It was a pleasure to have you lead us into worship tonight. Elder Edwards, God bless you. Sister Terry, God bless you. Thank you so much for leading us, for so ably leading us, amen, into a time of worship. God bless each of you and continue to pour his anointing on each of you as you continue to work in the vineyard. God bless you. To every person that would have performed tonight, God bless you. It would not have been the same without you. Amen. I was immensely blessed and I saw creativity coming out and I glorify God. Amen, Angel. Amen, Sister Radian. Amen, Sister Paulette. Praise God. God bless each of you. Man of God, I think it's, is it lay preacher, Nigel, or is it preacher? Which one is it, Brother Robinson? I want to address it by your title.
It's lay preacher. God bless you.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Lay preacher Robinson, it was a pleasure sitting down and listening to that word that the Lord would have given you, you know, for our heart. I am blessed. I'm soaking it up. And as Sister Chantel would have said, you know, it's a lot to ponder on. And I've digested it, to regurgitate it, to chew on it, for it to go down and come back up again. Trust me, it was a powerful word. My soul was blessed. There was a stirring inside of me. And I just want to bless the Lord for you, man.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord for opportunities like tonight that help us to recognize the gifts within our ministry. And trust me, Brother Nigel, lay preacher Nigel, I'm getting it. It was a pleasure to have you. It was a powerful word and it ministered deep to me. And I'm sure that everyone else can attest to that same testimony in Jesus' name. So God bless you.
Amen.
Continue to work for the Lord. Brother Nigel, I have to come back another time in Jesus' name. Praise God. Sister Chantel, thank you for praying and for sending us off with a blessing. God bless you, everyone. And as we get ready to go, I'm going to invite Deacon to cheer, to do the benediction. But just before that, by way of announcement, we will not meet on the platform next week. We will use this time to spend with our families in the presence of the Lord. Amen. As you meet and greet with your families and you enjoy the company of each other, remember to carry the presence of the Lord with you. You come up on an unsafe family member and you're having fun and playing games. Yes, when you have a moment, use that moment to witness to them. Amen? Amen. Tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere, in your living room, in the taxi, outside, yes, anywhere. Just witness to somebody this season. Amen. So as you go, Merry Christmas. You won't see us again until next year, which is the next Thursday following. God bless you. Deacon, please send us off with a blessing. Praise God.
Amen. May God bless you with courage when you face challenges, with joy in your daily work, and with peace that passeth understanding. May you feel Christ's presence in every moment, And may you go in God's grace to love and serve one another. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. I receive that blessing.
Camille,
yes, Elder.
Just before we go, I want to add my bit of thanks to the children ministry, to Sister Chantal, to Sister Lem, and I just want to thank everybody for blessing our hearts tonight. God bless you, and we continue to be diligent workers in the kingdom of God. God bless. God bless Amen. Everybody. And Amen. I also want to acknowledge Sister Ayana and Sister Chrissy. God bless.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Bless the
God
Lord.
Bless you as you go tonight. Just greet somebody. It's the last time you're seeing that. When you see your brothers and sisters next, it's going to be next year, you know. It's the last Amen. Time for this year. So greet somebody as you go. God bless you. Brother Romain.
It's Amen. Going to I want to you. Wish you all a Merry Christmas, a Happy Christmas, prosperous New Year. I want to wish you all
God bless you, Deacon.
God bless you, Deacon. I speak a word of you tonight. A word of prosperity and a word of grace.
Amen.
God
bless you.
Sister Elisha.
Sister
Pamela, bless the
Lord. God bless you.
Amen, amen.
Sister Chantal,
Sister Lord, Sister Desiree, Sister Odessa,
Sister Radian,
amen.
Brother Nigel,
bless the Lord, Brother Nigel.
God bless.
Amen.
God bless.
God
bless. God bless everyone.
God bless you. God
bless you. God
bless,
God
bless the Lord.
Bless you. Bless
you. Hallelujah. All that is good. Blessings. Blessings.
Hallelujah.
I love you, Sister
Radiance. Amen.
Praise God.
Merry Christmas. God bless you now.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, my sisters. To God be the glory.
Amen. Blessings, everyone. Sister Camille, Amen. Just to let you know, Sister Tashana is here because of me. She's my friend, not yours.
Oh, Amen. Bless the
Lord. Bless the Lord.
All right. We bless the Sister Tashana.
Amen, Sister Marva.
Any friend of Sister Marva is a friend of mine.
Blessings,
Deacon
Scott.
Amen.
To bless the Lord,
bless
Sister
you.
Marva. To bless God be the glory.
Sister Tashana.
I mean, Sister Don't Marva.
Worry,
thank you, man.
In Jesus' name.
Go tell it on the mountain. Invite them all.
Go Amen. Tell it everywhere.
Yes.
Merry Amen. Christmas.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Blessings, everyone.
Have a good night,
Blessings,
everyone.
Sister Marva.